One time there was a man and his wife. And he had two children, a boy and a girl. Well, the man's wife died, and that man married again. He didn't know it, but it was a witch he married that time. Well, one day the man shot a rabbit, and the witch woman put it in the big pot and went to cooking. And as it started cooking, she went to tasting it to see was it done. And she kept on tasting it and tasting it and tasting it till she tasted it all up. So she hollered for the little boy, told him to come and help her look for eggs. Took him out into the woods, went to lifting up big rocks. Said, "Peep under, see if you can find any eggs." The little boy looked down. "See any?" "No, ma'am." "Well, let's try that big rock over yonder." So the little boy went over, and the witch woman lifted up the big rock, and she said, "Peep under." The little boy looked down. "See any?" "No, ma'am." "I'll crawl under and look way back in." The time he crawled under that rock, she let it fall on him, killed him. And she threw the rock back. And she grabbed up the little boy. And she took him on into the house. Chopped off one arm, fixed it like a rabbit, put it in the big pot. Put that little boy in a sack and called for the little girl. Said, "Here, take this sack and bury it under them stones in the ivy thicket." The little girl took the sack and buried it. And that night, when that man came home for dinner, the witch woman put the meat on the table. "Does your rabbit taste all right?" And the man said,
"Well, this is so good, honey, it's too sweet."
They eat right on. And the little girl, she cracks the bones so she can suck the marrow. And then the man looked around the table and he said,
"Where's my little boy? Why ain't he enjoying this meal?"
"Oh, he's gone over to his uncle's to stay the night. Didn't I tell you he was going?" And just at that moment, they heard something up on the roof. And a little bird started singing in a real soft voice. "Mammy, kill me. Daddy, eat me. Little sister cracked my marrow bones and buried me under the marble stones. Cold marble stones." Said the witch woman. She called for the little girl and said, "You go out there and shoo that bird off the roof." So the little girl went out. Shoo off, you blessed little birdie!" The bird flew off and dropped a gold and silver necklace right down in that little girl's hand. She ran back in the house and showed it to her daddy. The bird flew off. But then the bird came back, lit on the roof again, rattled up there, sounded louder that time, went to singing, "Mammy killed me, Daddy eat me, little sister cracked my marrow bones and buried me under the marble stones, cold marble stones." Said the witch woman. And she called to the man and she said, "You go shoo that bird off the roof. Throw a rock at it." So the man went out. "Shoo off, you blessed little birdie." The bird flew off and dropped a big bag full of gold and silver money. down in that man's arms. He ran back in the house and showed it to the little girl. The bird flew off. But the bird flew back again. And that time it rattled like thunder. Mammy killed me, Daddy eat me, little sister cracked my marrow bones and buried me under the marble stones, gold marble stones. Said the witch woman, you let me shoo that bird off. I'll throw a rock at it. She ran out of the house. She picked herself up the biggest rock she could find. And she said, shoo off, you tattling bird, shoo off. The bird flew off and dropped the mill rock right down on top of that old woman. Smashed her all to pieces. Then the little bird flew down and lit on the door sill. And there was a little boy. He didn't have but one arm. So he took the marrow bones and he knocked them and shook them together and he put it back on again and there was his arm as good as new. And when they went to lifting up that big mill rock, there wasn't a thing under it but an old, dead toad frog.